This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 70 of BookCareers.com Live. And following on from last week's job seekers question and answers, this week I'm going to focus on questions that have been submitted to me about CVs. So here goes. Question. On your CV, if you're introducing a description of your job title, how long should descriptions of the job title be? 2 lines or 3 lines maximum? Bullet points instead of a paragraph? Answer. I would only add a description of your job if it isn't clear from your job title what your role was or how big your role was. Not every person needs to do this, and not every job on a CV will need this. A description could be up to 4 or 5 lines, but don't waffle. Make it succinct and don't use CV speak. Examples of CV speak could be the overuse of adjectives and phrases such as enthusiastic and dedicated or hardworking. They don't add to the descriptions of what skills you have, what you can do, or what you have experience of. If it's a description of a job before your responsibilities, then a short paragraph works better, and don't skip words. There is a tendency on CVs to abbreviate sentences and miss out words. Don't do this. You're looking for a publishing job, a role that revolves around words. An example of missing out words could be gave presentation at sales conference, where you'd be better to say presented new titles to the sales force at the quarterly sales conference. Question. I'm changing career from teaching into publishing and was wondering what proportion of my CV should focus on my previous career compared to my publishing experience. Answer. Your CV should be a statement of fact saying where you have been. What I would suggest is that you include all the information in your draft CV and then give it a good editorial read through. By that, I mean read through your CV and, depending on space, do not go over 2 pages. Edit down some of your previous teaching career if necessary. If you've done lots of teaching roles and they've all been exactly the same, you might condense them into one block. For example, art teacher, September 2014, to September 2019, School A, School B, School C, with a breakdown of the dates next to each individual teaching assignment, followed by what your collective responsibilities were in each role. Question. I was offered my first publishing job in late February and signed a contract for it, but the role was ultimately terminated due to COVID-19 before I could start. How can I include this on my CV and what is the best way to phrase this? Answer. I am so sorry to hear this. You get offered a job with all the hope and expectation that goes with it, only for it to disappear in a puff of smoke. That is very hard. And sadly, you are not alone in this. What I would suggest is that you add 2 lines as if you were starting the role onto your CV. For example, Sales and Marketing Assistant, Sammy Cat Publishing, February 2020. And for the description, I would add, I was offered and signed a contract for this role, which was terminated due to COVID-19 before I could start. However, as soon as you get another job, remove this from your CV, as hopefully it will become completely irrelevant going forward. Question. I've been away travelling for a year, so there's an obvious gap in my CV. Should I cover it anyway or mention it in my cover letter? Answer. Yes, I would add the year spent travelling onto your CV with the dates and perhaps the countries you visited and if you held any temporary jobs whilst you were there. I'd mention it in passing in your covering letter, but I would spend more time talking about the skills and competencies that you have in relation to the job you were applying for, unless the travel experience is directly relevant to the role. For example, you might have been travelling across Eastern Europe and the role could involve selling rights to Eastern Europe. Then your travel becomes quite relevant. Question. Is it good to have a profile section where one generally describes themselves professionally? Answer. My advice on profile sections on CVs is this. If you cannot write a good profile section, then don't write one at all. When I speak to recruiters across the industry, even recruiters from the same publisher, some love profiles, some hate them. So if you can't write a good one, don't write one at all. Question. Is it necessary to specify the role you are looking for and the salary expectation in your CV? Answer. No, these are not items of information for your CV. These are items for your covering letter and only mention your salary expectations if asked. Usually, I will recommend you say that your salary is negotiable unless you are completing an online form where you have to put in a number. Question. I've got quite a few different jobs on my CV because I've had to do a lot of part-time customer service type jobs to make ends meet while I'm looking for a full-time job in publishing. Is this going to make me look like an unreliable employee? I can't help feeling like I'm messing up my chances of a full-time job every time I have to take another part-time one. I don't want to end up stuck in retail and service roles forever. Answer. No. Lots of different part-time jobs do not make you unreliable, especially if you've been doing it whilst looking for a full-time job elsewhere. As I suggested in relation to question two, where the teacher was wondering how to express previous teaching assignments, you might want to condense the roles you've had if they overlapped or had similar tasks and skills. For example, June 2019 to January 2020, I undertook a number of part-time roles to fund myself whilst looking for a publishing job. Barista, Costa Coffee, bar staff, the King's Head Pub, bar staff, the Eagle, sales assistant, Tesco's. Question. When adapting your CV for different applications, should this just be changing the layout of your CV? For example, prioritising the most relevant skills for the role first and the least relevant skills last, or should you remove any skills experience that are not relevant to the role entirely? Answer. Good question. I would rarely remove any skills or experience that were not relevant, but I would reorder the skills within each role to ensure that it is tailored for the job you are applying for. Question. How relevant are skills and hobbies that you took part in during school or university? For example, peer mentoring schemes, music grades, etc. Are these completely irrelevant or do recruiters like to see that you have other interests outside of publishing? Answer. Part of this depends on how much work experience you already have and how much space you have on your CV. When it comes to interests or extracurricular activities on your CV, it depends how many discussion points there already are in your work history. For example, if you've been working in publishing for a while, you'd expect an interview to focus on the skills and competencies that you had in a previous role. If you haven't got those skills and competencies from work history, that is when it is useful to demonstrate you have skills based on your extracurricular activities. So as your career moves forward, you will start to lose the extracurricular school stuff and the university assignments, but not the qualifications, because your experiences have been superseded by the skills you have learnt in work and a real job. I'm going to leave it there for today. If you've got further questions, then please use the bookcareers.com live forum. And if you know anyone from the UK book industry who's currently unemployed or worried about their job during furlough, or if there are any problems at work, my email, as always, is suzanne@bookcareers.com. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag bookcareers, or on Twitter @bookcareers, or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.